The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including from around the world of soccer.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and brought to you in part by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. July 2nd, round of 32 gave us one of the favorites playing like a favorite today. A game that kind of, to me, didn't really have a favorite, and it ended up being a little bit of a classic between Portugal and Croatia. There's still one more game to be played today. Switzerland and Algeria, they kick off at 11. And then you've got the defending champs tomorrow. You have another team that is close to that favorite category in Colombia, and then everybody's starting to look ahead to the round of 16, including the United States. We'll get into all of that tonight. This is a Thursday, and y'all know how this goes. It is a intersection, AST, crossover. Noelle White hanging out. What's up?
What is up, people? Jason, oh, man, I have had so much fun. I got my goalie kit on. Watched the match last. Actually, I've been watching a lot of matches. The TV has been kind of locked onto Fox because I am locked in, Jason. I am having a ball.
I was going to ask you, have you watched any on Telemundo?
Not yet. I have seen, so the Telemundo I've been getting from TikTok of other people watching Telemundo and having their reactions, which is amazing content if y'all haven't seen it.
Yep.
But yes, you DirecTV does give me both broadcast options all day long. Shout out to DirecTV for that. But I have not watched a full match on Telemundo. But I know it's like on 12.
If you get a chance tomorrow, either of the two evening games, either the Argentina match or the Colombia match, watch it on Telemundo. That's your homework.
All right.
I want you to experience that. And it's not about the language. It's about the feel of it.
Yeah, the energy.
I love the passion that you get, and I feel like you feel the game a little bit differently. You know, everybody who watches sports, and, you know, I'm some people's favorite and I'm some people's absolute most hated broadcaster, and that's completely fine. Everybody's got their taste. We all do. I have loved that you've had two very different kinds of broadcasts, and the numbers are coming out of the U.S. game from last night, and we're talking massive numbers. We're talking like, I think when you start to factor in streaming and the out-of-home viewership, we're talking like NFL playoff kinds of numbers for that game with the U.S. getting through. There's some controversy. You know, we talked about it this morning on the morning shift. It's been a very long day for yours truly. But I think it was such a cool night to see downtown Atlanta walking out of Stats after watching the game from there and seeing from the walk from there back to our cars, because, you know, before that we were at the Benz for the England match. So it was a long, long day. And to see at, what, we're probably talking 10:30, 10:45 at night in downtown Atlanta on a Wednesday night, people walking around in U.S. jerseys, England jerseys, bunch of Mexico fans everywhere. Yeah. I've seen Mexico jerseys all over the city every day, which is very cool. But then every other jersey you can imagine, and people were chanting and singing and having fun. It was just really cool to be walking around downtown Atlanta with that going on.
Yeah, indeed. I can imagine. I haven't been able to get outside yet. I will be at FanFest on the 7th and the 15th, so I will get to experience what it's like to be out there in Centennial, and I will definitely be reporting back on the intersection and on Sam and Greg on the weekends.
But excellent.
I have been just having a ball from the comfort of my home, playing with my Panini cards and my book and watching the game. Did you know there's a virtual Panini card game?
I have not gotten into that one yet.
I am so immersed in everything World Cup right now. It is absolutely ridiculous. I think Walgreens has seen me every day. And some of that was definitely watching England yesterday. That was a really fun match. I felt for DR Congo. I really thought they were going to be able to hold on and do it. And then here comes Sir Harry, as he's been unofficially knighted after the match. Absolutely amazing to watch. It was so fun. And then, of course, my favorite part, Jason. You already know what my favorite part of the whole match was.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Tell the people.
I don't know. Actually, I could go a few different places.
My absolute favorite part was the end, where the English come together and they all sing a rounding a cappella rendition of Oasis Waterfall. Absolutely amazing.
That was pretty cool.
Absolutely amazing. I was like, oh, this is my kind of carry on. And then I stayed for the after broadcast on Fox. And what do we hear, people? Don't look back in anger. The English were going in. I was like, this is my kind of carry on. This is the environment I need to be in. They were lit. It was amazing. And also seeing DR Congo thank their fans and their supporters on the pitch at the end of the match. It was all amazing. So much fun to watch. It was amazing.
I'm trying to remember what else they played, because they played a couple more songs in between the two Oasis songs. Hey Jude was in there for sure.
Nice.
I can't remember. They did Sweet Caroline, because that's become a little bit of an anthem for England. It's really interesting, all of the musical moments this summer. I mean, Country Roads become synonymous with this U.S. team. Seeing Mauricio Pochettino.
Yes!
Getting into it.
Like,
not
West
just
Virginia.
Like mouthing it.
Okay, Pochettino. Yeah, man. Mauricio was going in last night. It was amazing to see the joy on his face. Like, he was as into it and as hype as we are as Americans to get that far in advance to the round of 16. It was absolutely amazing to see how into it Pochettino was as an Argentinian coach. I'm all in. I'm all in on Mauricio Pochettino, if you haven't. I am all in. They got to figure out how to retain that guy. We got to get that guy here in Atlanta. He knows what's going on. He can get a program going the right direction, and it's so fun to watch this U.S. team.
They got a contract in front of him. Yeah. We'll see. There's not a club job right now that I think is a better situation, so... You know, you'll see how this goes. I mean, you got another game and hopefully a few more after that. We have heard from Mauricio that he's a big fan of Chick-fil-A, so that might help maybe a little bit. He was asked afterwards last night. It was pretty funny about getting into it and about everything. And he's like, first off, I am 200% Argentine. I am 200% Argentine. But you can't help but get swept up in this. And I think that's what's cool, and we've kind of talked around it a little bit over the while of how soccer culture here is kind of unique in the world, because we have so many things that we pull from. I do like that we're starting to not be afraid of pulling from just U.S. influences. because I think for a long time there was a little bit of an inferiority complex and like the idea of, okay, no, we have to chant like the English. Okay, no, we have to play drums like South America.
Right, yeah.
It's like, you know, we have to do these things like other people do to be authentic. And honestly, I think Atlanta United had a big hand in starting to affect that culture, because I was explaining this to an English journalist this week. Atlanta United games and Atlanta soccer in general is Atlanta. It's loud. It doesn't care what you think. And it's going to do its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just everything from, you know, and I mention it all the time, but having Shawty Low as the music that plays when the lineup is announced.
Right.
Like, that isn't going to happen anywhere else in the world. When you hear that, you know you are watching a game or you are in Atlanta. Like, these are the little things. And Country Roads.
Yeah.
Country Roads becoming something special to the point that last night, Stats started singing it. You know, I've seen videos of other places singing it after the game. Like, it has become a theme song for this team. Wonderwall has done that for England. Like, you're seeing others. It happens in places. Muchachos, our entrance music here on AST, that was Argentina's song in 2022. I love that the U.S. is saying, you know what, we're going to do it our way.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, that's fine. But we're not going to try to be somebody else.
Yeah, I love how organic the Country Roads thing has begun. Like, it's just taken a life of its own. Because even in dull moments in certain stadiums, you'll just start hearing them sing Country Roads. And it tickles me every time. I think a week or two ago, you brought up how they went from complaining about the hydration into singing Country Roads. And that also tickled me as well. They have just latched onto it, and every time they win, it's going to come out. But we've also heard some other songs being used in conjunction around the U.S. and the World Cup. Your song has been played a couple times and used in a couple commercials, I've heard. The American Band.
Oh, yeah. I am hearing that be used some. I know Fox has used that a decent bit.
Yeah, I've heard that a little bit, and I've heard a pop version of the end of Freebird, because Americans love Freebird.
Another one last night. Pochettino fist pumping to Freebird.
Exactly. Cool. I was like, oh yeah, going in from Country Roads into Freebird was a nice touch. But yeah, it's been a ball. But Jason, I do have questions, because I've noticed, you know how much I love gear and equipment and all those things as we get into sports. And I've noticed that 90% of the boots, no matter who makes them, are pink. What is that about?
Yeah, that's become a thing. And it's interesting to see how boots have changed pretty recently. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like when I played, you didn't have many people going to different colored boots. Most were black. You started in like the early 2000s to have it more common to see, you know, you'd see white at first, and there was a lot of that, and then you'd start to see like yellow. Now it's any color you can imagine, but pink has become like the color for, doesn't matter the brand.
It doesn't.
Like, every brand is doing a pink colorway. I think one reason is it makes it easy to spot on TV. Stand out. So, you know, if you're looking to have a style that's going to stand out, that's going to work. And I think you do get a little bit of, like, follow the leader kind of idea in this, where you see somebody pop off with those, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I need a pink colorway. Hey, I'm with a different brand. I need a pink colorway of this boot. And everybody kind of went with it this time.
Yeah, it's like you're seeing the same color of pink, whether it's Adidas or Nike or Puma or Mizuno. It does not matter. Everybody is almost wearing a pink boot. I just thought it was interesting, because you see other versions available to purchase when you go on the different websites. And Jason, they're starting to take our advice and make more trainer style boots for the kids to wear. Yes. Matter of fact, I think the Ronaldo ones just dropped today around, I think, 180, 200. I think I saw it on Snipes.com. Yeah, the Ronaldo kind of the boot / Air Max 95 situation. Yeah, that one dropped today. But yeah, it seems like all the players just love to wear Where that pink? Because you can, I think there's like a deep purple Mbappe you can get.
Yeah.
And there's like a light blue Messi that you can, like, there are other options, but to your point.
I'm pulling it up now. It's interesting. I did not know the color wheel off the top of my head, but pink is opposite green. So it is the absolute most visible color on a green soccer field.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
So that's one. The major brands did product testing, I'm sure. Pink showed up the most in the stadium and on the TV. So that's an easy one. One player who is not in pink is Lionel Messi.
Yep.
They did a special boot for him. Yep. They did the Ultimo Tango. Everybody's doing the Last Dance thing. Like Luka Modric tonight for Croatia. Mm-hmm. More than likely, he is going to retire at the end of this tournament. I don't know if he's going to play one more season at the club level or not. It was Modric versus Ronaldo. There was word coming out of Europe today that Ronaldo's sister gave an interview and said that it's going to be his last World Cup, which we kind of knew going in.
Yeah,
but,
I kind of figured.
You know, he is crazy, so anything is possible. you're starting to get the like whispers of, well, maybe Messi can come back in 4 more years. Maybe he can do it again. I don't know. I put nothing past the guy. So we've got lots of last dances. Memo Ochoa for Mexico, the third goalkeeper. They got him into a game at the end of the group stage. So we're seeing a lot of stories. And I think the other thing that I'm really noticing in this tournament, and it doesn't always happen this way, is the stars are standing out. You are getting, whether it's Kylian Mbappe, and we got to talk in the next segment because I don't know. I've referenced it a couple times this week. I don't know if you have seen the dictator Mbappe memes.
Yes, I was about to say, yeah, I definitely want to get into the stars in the next segment because I've seen Mbappe score. I've seen Messi score. I've seen Ronaldo score.
Kane. Haaland.
I've seen Kane score. I've seen Haaland score. Exactly. I've seen it all now, and now I can break it down with you because I understand what's going on. But not only that, though, I think that's one of the reasons that makes this particular World Cup so special, which is one of the reasons I am collecting all these Panini cards and getting my little yearbook together, if you World Cup, because there are so many stars that are kind of on their farewell tour, if you will. And with the World Cup being every 4 years, this might be the last for 4 or 5 superstars that we're watching right now. So I do think that that is absolutely amazing that we get to see all of this happen at the same time.
Yeah, there were the 3 big ones coming in for me. I mean, obviously, Messi and Ronaldo grabbed a lot of the attention, but Modric as well is just one of the all-time greats in the game. Ochoa, somebody that we've seen for so long here in the U.S. and playing Mexico. You've got all these different storylines, and I want to get into in the next segment. We'll talk about the stars. We'll talk about how Mbappe became the dictator. We'll talk about some of the teams that were already missing, and we feel bad because their tournament's over. I always get that way in a World Cup. I always end up, whether it's a player, whether it's a team, like, man, I didn't know this guy. Man, I didn't really know this team. I don't want them to go. Mm-hmm. We've already had to say goodbye to a few. We'll talk about all that on the other side of the break. More Atlanta Soccer Tonight / Intersection coming up on the other side of the break on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You're used to this on a Thursday. It's AST. Yes, it's intersection as well. I'm Jason Noel on the other side of the glass. We're talking World Cup. We're talking memes. We're talking stickers. We're talking kits, boots, all the different things. There were games today, and if you have not been tuned in, which would be pretty rare because a lot of people are watching these matches. The ratings are crazy. English and Spanish both. Spain with a big win. Spain looking like the team that I picked to win this beforehand. Mm-hmm. Lamine Yamal said that the tournament starts now. Mikel Oyarzabal, the kind of forgotten striker, scored two more goals. He's got four goals in the tournament. He is two back from right now the Golden Boot race. Kylian Mbappe leading that along with Lionel Messi. Mm-hmm. Messi's played one less match. But Oyarzabal is right in this mix. And it was really cool. I did not know this. We usually have this conversation in this country about players playing other sports. Oyarzabal played, because it's very big in Spain, field hockey. As a kid, and he said his instincts as a finisher come from that, where, you know, you get a lot of chances. You get more chances in that than you do in soccer. And he's like, if you miss one, there will be more. You have to stick with it. It was really cool to hear that, because I think we do the if our best athletes played soccer debate all the time. And you and I both know, like, there's different skill sets in these. But I do think that you can see elements of things, and you can see where playing other sports as a kid can definitely help you as you develop.
Yeah, it can give you different attributes or a way of thinking, just like when we see quarterbacks that used to play baseball, and you see that sidearm throw, or the big wide receiver or tight end that used to play basketball, and they go up and box out the ball in the end. Same thing.
Yeah.
Some skills carry over.
I think footwork especially. And
yes,
I think it was it Jason Kelce who was doing an interview this week where he was talking a little bit of World Cup, and I think what he got to that I really liked to hear was that he doesn't think for young kids, it doesn't really help them to play tackle football at a very young age. He's like, you know, I'd have my kids playing other sports because they're going to add these other skills to it, and then they can learn the specific football skills. And I think you get the footwork of a Bijan Robinson from playing other things. You get, whether we're talking basketball with good footwork, you're going to get good footwork from soccer. And I think you see some of the guys like Vision, somebody like Steve Nash. Mm-hmm. You know, Steve Nash, his brother was a Canadian national team player. Steve was a very good player, but ultimately he made the right choice in which sport to focus on. It's cool to see these combinations, especially when we get into other countries where some different sports, like field hockey, you know, just a mentality kind of thing, really helping Mikel Oyarzabal, the great striker up top, who gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. Now, we saw some craziness in the second game of the day, Portugal and Croatia. Gonzalo Ramos with a 94th-minute winner. It looked like Croatia had tied it up really deep into stoppage time. but it was overturned for offside correctly. And we got a little bit of the technology in this tournament that came into play. There's a sensor in the ball. So you can pull up as the VAR when the ball is touched. It's got like a meter on it. So you'll see when the ball gets touched. And that came into play on this because there's a runner on the back post. And I think watching it live, the referee thought that the Croatia player who went up for the header didn't touch it. If he didn't touch it, that player was onside when the longer pass was made. But if he touched it, he's offside off of that touch. And you couldn't quite tell, but the sensor showed that the ball had been touched by the attacker. And they were able to nail that down. It is offside. It is the correct call. And Croatia ran out of time to try to find another one. Their tournament is over. Portugal moves on. Monday is going to be a day. Portugal plays Spain first, and then the United States plays Belgium second. It is going to be a long day on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Long.
But it's going to be a fun day.
I hope it's going to be a fun day. I really hope it's going to be a fun day. I think Spain is the better team in game one. They should be fine. The U.S. and Belgium is a little bit of a toss-up. You know, they played back in March. Belgium was the better team.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. was not playing as well as they are now. That's good. That game's going to help the U.S. ultimately on Monday. The U.S. is going to be without Folair and Balogun. It's a call that there's so many different layers to this, and I feel like at times we're all getting ourselves twisted into a pretzel trying to explain it or justify it or be angry about it. My take, and I want to be really specific on it, because if the referee had given a red card on the field, I would not be as upset, because you can justify giving the red card. I don't like that call, but according to the laws of the game, yes, you can make the call, but the referee didn't make the call on the field, and he had a good look at it. It was suggested to be looked at by the video assistant referee after looking at slow-mo and still shots of it. Then that was used to persuade the referee to go with a red card for Folair and Balogun. That was the first card of the game. I don't like the re-refereeing part of it. I don't think replay should be used in that way in any sport. The referee has to make the call. And I don't like where you get into somebody who is not on the field feeling that game, because that was a physical game. That was a game that the referee had set the bar pretty high for a foul, had not shown a card yet. And on a replay, potentially, I mean, he changed the game. Ultimately, the U.S. was able to overcome it. But he changes the game and the tournament for the U.S. on a call that he did not make in real time when he saw it. Like, if he had been screened and didn't see it, cool, we can have the conversation about he gets the chance to look. He's like, yeah, that's a red. He saw it. Okay. He was persuaded. I don't like it.
Thank you for explaining that to me, because I ran out to get more panini stickers at halftime. And so when I came back, what I saw was US down a player playing with 10. And I was like, that was a red card? And so I'm trying to figure out what's happening. And then I found out that Florin, who scored the goal, almost scored two if he wasn't offsides, was thrown out of the game. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's going to have implications for the round of 16. So now you're explaining how that happened. And yeah, I'm with you. I don't like that. It would have been different, because I saw a steal of what happened, and then I saw a slow-mo of what happened.
Yeah.
So I saw where he caught the ankle.
Yep.
And I saw where that could maybe warrant a red card, to your point. But hearing you give me the context of how we got to the red card, I don't like it.
He gets bumped, too, and that's the other element of it. Like, he's not going at the player. They're both challenging for the ball. The other player bumps him, so he's off balance, and his right foot's got to come down somewhere. And it comes down on the opponent's leg, who had gotten underneath him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go to do that. He kind of got put into a position by the defender via contact that he had nowhere else to put his right foot. I think it's an extremely harsh card. I don't like that is seen in the laws of the game the same as punching somebody. Like, yeah. They're not the same thing. It is unintentional.
Yeah.
And I think it should be treated differently. But here's the thing, and we do this with basketball too, and I know you and I have had this conversation about managing games in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. Referees have the rules. They have the book. They know the rules inside and out to get to this level. But they also know that the rules are not concrete. Like, there was a Mark Geiger's a very famous U.S. soccer referee that a lot of people don't like because most people don't like referees in general, which is unfair. But Geiger had the best line about refereeing a World Cup game between England and Colombia, 2018. And he said the rule book, I think, I'm trying to remember the exact way he put it. He said, I like to use a rule book that is not a hardcover book, that it can bend. Because you have to manage the game. Mm-hmm. Some games are more physical. Some games are not. Some games you got to call it tight or it's going to get out of control. Some games you can let the players play a little bit more. And that game, that decision felt like it came out of nowhere. Because it had been, we're going to let a little more contact go in this game. And that's fine. If it's consistent, it's fine. That felt inconsistent. Just frustrating. And now it affects you on Monday. I think Ricardo Pepi probably gets the start. I would, and Bob Bradley, former U.S. national team coach, talked about this on Fox either last night or early today. I agree with him. I wouldn't change multiple things here because multiple things are going really well. I would do a straight swap. Balogun's out because he's suspended, and you're deciding between Pepi and Haji Wright. Like, you could move Christian Pulisic up there to start. I would not. Because I want him to stay where he's at with the relationships that he's got. You know, just think about it from a basketball perspective where, you know, late in a game, you want to have a certain group on the court because of the chemistry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I want in my 11 on the pitch, I want certain pockets of chemistry on the field. And I think that left side with Tillman, often, not always, but Tillman and McKinney can be a little interchangeable. Generally, nice. Tillman's more to the left, McKinney's to the right.
Mm-hmm.
But Jedi, Tillman, and Pulisic mm-hmm. have really good chemistry on that left side. I want to keep that.
Yeah, agreed. Well, just like you said, it's just like basketball. When you're down to the wire or you're trying to close a game out, you have your five that you know you're going to put on the court. Unless, you know, there's an injury or suspension or ejection or something to that nature. So, yeah, I agree with you. Multiple things are working. That was the first game where the U.S. didn't get a super early goal.
Yeah.
So you saw them win in a new way, and you saw them win the most difficult way so far mm-hmm. with the red card. Mm-hmm. It's been only, what, them and Paraguay to have to play with the man down so far?
A couple others.
Okay.
We had Ecuador very late. The game was already decided against Mexico. Piero and Capié ended up pulling the Miguel Almiron covering the mouth and saying something that he was trying to hide, and he got a red card late.
Can't do it.
Yeah, it's just you can't do that. What's on tap? It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26. England, they head to Mexico City.
Yeah, boy.
Mexico's only lost twice in the Estadio Azteca since it's been built.
Man.
It is over a mile high.
It's gorgeous, by the way. Can I just say how gorgeous it is? Like, Andy was saying the other day on Andy and Randy that, like, it's so gorgeous it looks fake.
Two of the three in Mexico, because Monterrey has the mountains behind it that you can see, and they kind of, like, had part of the roof opened so you can see the mountains better. The Azteca is just gigantic.
Yeah.
We've been to both of those with Atlanta United in CONCACAF play. And the Azteca, where we broadcast the game from, you're so high. And just calling the game, I could feel the altitude.
Oof.
I couldn't imagine for English players who are not used to playing in altitude how challenging this is going to be.
Ooh.
But
that's
they are going
to
have
a big change too, going from Atlanta Stadium going.
Yeah.
You know, so that's going to be a big change.
It won't be crazy hot because the game will be at night. That will help them some. But the altitude, just you can't acclimate to it. Like,
yeah.
There's no way. But they will have some support back home. This came out today. Pubs across England and Wales have been cleared to stay open until 5 a.m.
Hey!
So the game probably won't finish until at least 3 a.m.
It's okay, UK Jason. Time. Sally can wait. Sally can wait. We got stuff to do at the bar.
They might need a lot of Oasis songs after this one. You've had Gallagher come out and say that England will win 5-0.
Okay.
I don't think Liam really watches much CONCACAF soccer. I don't think he knows Mexico very well. Legendary Mexican rock band Maná, their lead singer came out and he's like, he called Liam way, which is always good. He kind of put Liam in his place a little bit. We'll just leave it at that. Some things I can't repeat. Mm. It's gonna be like, I had that one on my bracket, hoping that we would get England at the Estadio Azteca. We will on Sunday night. So if you're looking to be outside on Sunday night, find somewhere where there will be a large Mexico fan base, which is most places.
Yeah, which is most places. Because anywhere you go this summer, you're going to find some plural Mexico jerseys.
Yeah, that will be an amazing atmosphere on Sunday night. Really looking forward to that. Coming up on the other side of the break, we'll talk about the Stars. We'll talk about what's coming up tomorrow with Argentina and Colombia taking the pitch. And we'll wrap everything up on this edition of AST/The Intersection on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Final segment, Atlanta Soccer Tonight. July 2nd, the final, July 19th. We're starting to get closer. The bracket is starting to look like we thought it might. We always get this in this tournament where you get some underdogs making some play, you get a few upsets, But then once you get to this sort of stage, you start to see the favorites. You start to see the stars stand up. And we're getting to that now that we have Spain and Portugal set to play on Monday. The hosts have been great, too. The U.S., Mexico, Canada, all into the round of 16. Tomorrow, the defending champs, they take on one of those underdogs, Cabo Verde against Argentina. A matchup nobody had on any papers coming into this tournament. And we'll see how that plays out in Miami. Lionel Messi's been able to sleep in his own bed this week.
Wait, time out. Timeout.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi gets to go play in Miami.
That's how the bracket worked out.
Oh, this is some great stuff. All right.
Well, if he wins, he's coming to Atlanta on Tuesday.
Like, the MLS players are already, in my opinion, the most comfortable in this North American tournament, because they're used to, if not the actual stadium, they're used to these venues.
Yeah.
But you're definitely used to, you know, places like Gillette and Atlanta Stadium, because you frequent there often.
Seattle.
Exactly. And now you're telling me that Lionel Messi gets to just kick it at home, and is which also means Thiago Almada is very comfortable in this situation.
Yep.
As well. Wow.
Rodrigo De Paul also plays for Inter Miami, so you've.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. I am very interested to see how long Cape Verde can slow down Argentina, because to me, that's the name of the game.
That's what they'll do. They're a really good defensive team. They have not lost in this tournament. Three draws, that was enough to get them through. They are very good defensively. I think Argentina will eventually break them open. My guess is like a 2-3-0. I don't know if once Cabo Verde falls behind, if they can get back in it.
I 100% agree. And that's why, to me, I think the name of the game is going to be the clock. How long can they hold them off from a goal? But as we saw yesterday with DR Congo, all it takes is one. And what was it, 10 minutes left on the clock, plus maybe some stoppage time? And couldn't hold off England long enough. So we'll see.
Yeah, it got down to the last 15, I think Kane's first goal was in the 75th.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you saw the difference in depth. And I think that's one of the things that ends up making it difficult for the underdogs to go deep. And yesterday's game's a prime example. It was an amazing match. Like, after the game, I went up to one of the DR Congo media members in the press box and just wanted to tell him how much I enjoyed watching that team.
Yeah.
They play with such spirit. They've got so much talent. And that's a team that hadn't been to the World Cup in 52 years. And to open the scoring, and not just, like, not on a fluke. Like, it's a really well-done goal. Mm-hmm. They get it. They play really well. England didn't have a shot for the first half of the first half. They built, and when England was able to go, depending on your viewpoint, like for like on subs in terms of quality, or even some better players coming in off the bench, you saw the difference.
Yeah.
And Bukayo Saka came on and was great on that right side for England. They end up finding the breakthrough. They get the win. The second goal from Kane is just world class. What a hit from Kane. But DR Congo did, I think, Africa and just themselves and their country, like, so proud with their performance. Their fans were amazing. To have that many fans in that building, mm-hmm. when England knew if they won the group, they were coming to Atlanta. You had a lot of English media and fans who planned. You're like, hey, we're going to win the group because they're picked to, they should. And then we're going to be in Atlanta for the first knockout game. DR Congo didn't know they were going to be in Atlanta until they were in Atlanta and won the match Saturday before. And you had a great turnout. They were loud when they had the moments to be loud. And it was such a cool day. Like, being a neutral in that, it was amazing to see that game. This tournament, and I've said it for the last couple of weeks, I really feel like this is a big tournament for people to understand how good the African teams are.
100%. Yes, that has been one of my largest takeaways. Like, I'm trying to figure out what streaming service I need to keep up with these African nations.
Oh, I got you covered.
Oh, I know. Oh, that I know.
I
know you got me covered. Because I'm telling you, I'm locked in now. And, you know, we know the Europeans and the Spaniards and all that, and we're going to watch them. But these African nations, to me, have really put their stamp, their name on this stage this year. This is such a great World Cup to find your entry point into soccer. Yeah. It really is. There are so many great storylines. There's so many great stars. We haven't even gotten into Dictator Mbappe yet. Because yeah, we got to talk about that hat trick that was not Mbappe's. It's so much going on.
Yeah.
Norway the other day. Just, you know, it took a while for them to get the score, but it took just a little boop, a little assisted boop, and there you go.
Erling Haaland posing in cowboy hats and boots, and it's like, wait a minute, what is this crazy Viking doing? Ousmane Dembele getting the hat trick for France and Kylian Mbappe, Dictator Mbappe, probably angry about it. Then he had to go get his goals. I mean, what's been funny about that whole thing, and this is – I know TikTok's not brand new, but this feels like the first kind of TikTok World Cup where like some of the memes are getting out into the wild. And the Dictator Mbappe thing is not super new because this was being talked about when he was at PSG before he went to Real Madrid about how much power he has.
Yeah,
and there would be these whispers and these things said. Now he's leaning into it. We have seen some things in this tournament from Mr. Mbappe that he absolutely knows about the meme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The salute is one. The getting off the plane, not carrying his own bags. Everybody else is carrying their own bags. He's got somebody carrying his bags. The one where he gets subbed out and doesn't go to pass the captain's armband off to a teammate, he makes the referee do it.
The referee, yeah.
I mean, come on. And now we saw a new one today where his teammates were calling him Mobutu, which is a famous dictator. So, like, come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
To connect it back to DR Congo.
Right.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, it's just. That's so funny that they're now all leaning into it. And it makes you feel, honestly, in a way, really good about this French team. Because there were whispers and rumors that it all wasn't copacetic in that locker room. And when you're seeing those kinds of laughs, I think they had about 15 guys piled onto a golf cart somehow in their training camp. So things feel really good with France. They're going to start to get tested a little bit more as we go. Not huge, but they're going to get there just a little bit more as we get deeper into this. It's become a tournament of the stars right now.
Yeah.
And you don't always get that. I mean, how many times have we been getting ready for an Olympics and you start to get like, oh, it's going to be like this sprinter and this sprinter and this sprinter, and then one of them doesn't make it.
Yep.
Or in the swimming finals, it's like, oh, it's going to be a showdown, and then somebody doesn't get there, somebody doesn't perform. In this tournament, you wanted to see Messi get deep. He is. You wanted to see Ronaldo keep going. Ronaldo's going to get to the round of 16, and he scored today. It's a penalty, but he got one. Nearly had a second, but he was narrowly offside.
Mm-hmm. Narrowly. Ugh.
Haaland is carrying Norway as far as he can take him. And they get Brazil next.
Vinny Jr.
is carrying Brazil. We've seen Neymar get on the field a little bit.
Neymar played a little bit. I saw him get subbed in.
He's done what he can do, but Vinny has been
It's been Vinny. Yeah, man.
It's been so cool to see it because now you start to look at where this bracket is turning.
Yeah.
And now you're getting into the heavyweight matchups.
Because now I kind of want to see Brazil and France.
Yeah. When you start projecting out like what you could start to get here really soon, and this affects the host nations too, and you start to look at who they could be seeing. I mean, Mexico gets the game of games with England. England hasn't played in that stadium since Diego Maradona punched the ball into the net and got away with it and then scored one of the greatest goals anybody's ever seen. That's the last time England played in that stadium.
Wow, that's a long time. I don't even think I was alive yet. Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah, 86. That's the famous Argentina-England game at the Azteca quarterfinal that knocked England out.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Portugal and Spain. They do not like each other at all.
Yeah, that's beef.
They cannot stand each other. We've got Paraguay trying to pull another upset against Dictator Mbappe and crew.
That's going to be wild to see.
Paraguay's goalkeeper. So here's what I got into this week on AST, and I don't know if you caught it. So we've talked music. I learned that Paraguay has its own version of polka music.
Huh.
The coach for Paraguay, I've a little bit during the tournament because he does whine a little bit. He does complain a lot. But he's also a poet when things are going well. He broke down, and I'm going to totally paraphrase and steal it because I need to use this in commentary and in different things moving forward. He talked about how the game sometimes gives you a tango. It sometimes gives you different kinds of music. And he said the game where Paraguay got past Germany, it was a polka. And you hear that, and you're like, what? Mm. What's he saying? But Paraguay has their own really unique polka style music.
Wow.
It's from the local tradition of Guarani, and it's fascinating to listen to, first off. Like it was very fun to check out Paraguayan polka DJ mixes with all of the DJ mix stuff that we're used to, but that you're not used to. It was amazing.
That's kind of how I felt about that Freebird mix they love to play in stadiums. It's like it's Freebird, but it's also like kind of techno and poppy at the same. Like it has an EDM feel to it.
I heard somebody try to do Country Roads that way, and it kind of scared me a little bit. I was a little upset about it. We had the videos last night of Weston McKinney and Tyler Adams posting them. Weston McKinney singing
"Just," yay,
and Tyler Adams posting the video of Weston singing "Wagon Wheel."
Yay.
So like Darius Rucker's getting excited about that and talking about it. Like this has been the musical World Cup. It's been a wild ride.
I have absolutely loved it. And then didn't Shakira perform today in Baltimore?
No,
was that today or yesterday? I saw a video.
She's been at games.
I did see her at a Columbia game.
I'll bet you she'll be in Miami tomorrow night. But well, she might be at the Columbia game tomorrow night. That's actually a good question. Because that's going to be in Kansas City. That's the late game tomorrow night. Columbia and Ghana. Ghana, good defensive team.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can keep up with Columbia.
No.
Same conversation with Argentina and Cabo Verde.
Yeah,
the other game tomorrow.
It's the situation that the African nations are running up against.
It's the depth.
Yeah.
It's just the depth, and you're getting into heavyweights. I mean, now, round of 16, if things go the way that I think they will, you will have here in Atlanta, Argentina, and I think Egypt. I do think they will get past Australia.
Ooh, I'm gonna be
and then we'll find out who wins tonight between Switzerland and Algeria. Yes. They'll play the winner of that Colombia-Ghana match, which I would pick the Los Cafeteros.
Ooh, that's going to be exciting. I will be at the Fan Fest on the 7th, so that is going to be fun. I got to get my Argentina shirt together.
Yep, it's the 7th. It'll be the Argentines everywhere. So just think about this. July 6th, we will have Portugal-Spain as the opening act that day.
Oh, wow.
Then we will have Atlanta Soccer tonight. Dukes and Bell will start the day at Park Tavern from 2 to 6. Atlanta Soccer tonight from 6 to 8, taking you up to kickoff. The Argentines will have fully invaded Atlanta by that point.
Yeah, man.
And they will be everywhere, hopefully watching the U.S. and supporting. I think they will. They are a very friendly bunch. They will be very boisterous, and they will be in numbers for that game coming up here. If they get through Cabo Verde, which they do have to take care of, and I think they will, that could be an epic couple of days. Honestly, it starts Sunday night with Mexico and England.
Woo!
Mexico, England Sunday night, Portugal, Spain Monday afternoon, USA, Belgium Monday night, and then Argentina in Atlanta Tuesday at noon.
Well,
I'm
right,
not going to sleep.
Pack. No, you are getting no sleep. You can sleep in August. We'll let you sleep through football camp and preseason, and we'll defrost you during the season. It's all good.
Basically, that's how it's going to be. thank you for hanging out tonight. If you joined us on the radio, if you joined us on the Odyssey app, if you're joining us as a podcast and you're listening to this later, thank you for consuming all of the AST and especially the AST intersection crossover episodes. We got more to come before this tournament is done. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 10 o'clock, recapping everything in the round of 32 and getting you ready for the round of 16. Adios, everybody.
See ya.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.